This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Friday, August 20, 2010. Collateral Damage. The passage from James 3. Where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. In our world today, we don't have to look far to find pollution and all kinds of collateral damage from our modern civilization. Besides making our water, land, and air hazardous for ourselves, we damage wetlands and fertile forests, threatening and destroying many species of plants and animals in God's world. Even in a place like Banff National Park in Canada, where special efforts are made to protect plant and animal life, the damage is alarming. Damage to creation tends to be a price of human progress. Today's passage from James speaks of the foolishness of the worldly wisdom, noting that wherever there is envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. Abuse, broken relationships, economic woes, wars, pollution, and other damage to God's world all find their root cause in selfish ambition. What can we do to minimize these casualties? James points to us to another wisdom, the wisdom that comes from heaven. This wisdom is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. With the mind of Christ, we can grow in this wisdom. Our world can be a much better place if we sincerely embrace the wisdom that comes from the Lord. Let's pray. Forgive us, Lord, for the selfish ambition that often entangles our motives and actions. Help us to embrace the wisdom shown to us in your Son, our Savior, Jesus. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.